Thanks for listening. This is Brian Hurley from Business Performance Improvement. The podcast, Lean Six Sigma Bursts, are short lessons, comments, Q&A, and insights. If you have a question, send your question through the Anchor app, and we might feature you on a future episode. Or contact me at biz-pi.com. Let me pause for a moment to tell you about our sponsor, Creative Safety Supply. Creative Safety Supply is a great resource for free guides, infographics, and continuous improvement tools. I recommend starting with their 5S guide. It includes breakdowns of the five pillars, ways to begin implementing 5S, and even organization tips and color charts. From red tags to floor markings, it's all there. Download it for free at creativesafetysupply.com/5S.
For today's podcast, I want to go through some options around Lean Six Sigma training and coaching. There's a lot of different scenarios. It can be a little confusing sometimes. So I put together this article on my site to help people to think through the different options you might have. So when I talk to clients, they usually have a good idea that I can help them with process improvement. And I focus primarily on Lean and Six Sigma methods. But I also cover some topics in sustainability. And I try to blend those all together into one program, a Lean and Green or Lean and Sustainability or Lean Six Sigma and Sustainability. And I've got the Lean Six Sigma for Good website and book series that I've been working on. But beyond that, the next question is how to decide on logistics of some training if interested. And ever since COVID, I've seen a lot more opportunities for people are open to remote or virtual training. But sometimes that's not always the best approach. So we have a couple different options. There's in-person, there's a virtual live session, there's self-paced learning, like recorded sessions, and there's also blended learning. And that's a newer option that I've been experimenting with and finding good results. But there's usually something that can work with people's budget and scenario. So on the site, I've got a form that you can go and fill out that will ask you a lot of these questions. And it'll start the dialogue if you're interested in having some training or just want to get a quote or get an idea what that might look like. So the first question I want to ask is, how much training is needed? Are you looking for like an overview, 1 or 2 hours, or just go into depth and into one tool or concept like gauge R&R studies or regression analysis or Kanban or value stream mapping? That could be a couple hours, 3 to 4 hour session. If you want to cover a lot of different tools and kind of cover it at a high level, that could be a half day, full day type of training. We just hit on just what is this tool, how would you use it, not necessarily the details about how to implement it. If you want to go a little more in depth on some of those tools, so not just the overview, but you know, spend a little bit of time in each one, enough to be able to use it or apply it, that's going to be a couple days worth of training. 8 to 24 hours or 1 to 3 days worth of training. And that can be split up into many different smaller sessions or 3 straight days. And then if you want to go into a lot of detail on a lot of different topics and tools, that could be more than 3 days. Some classes are 4 days or 5 days or even 2 weeks. And if you get up into the more advanced, you can go even 4 or 5 weeks of training. And that's like straight through 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. So then the next question is, do you want in-person or online? So you want someone to come to the facility or have people meet up in a general location like a major city or on-site somewhere at your facility. The other option is do it online. So it's still a live instructor, but it's virtual. The third option is some kind of hybrid where some of the classes are done online and some are done in person. So that's something to consider. Again, I think a mix of that can be really helpful. Not everything has to be in person or everything has to be online, but a mixture would be great. It's always good to be in person with people, get to know them a little bit better. It's harder to do online unless you break out and have discussions, kind of formalize that. The next question is, do you want a live instructor or do you want it like pre-recorded or some mix of that? So we'll call that blended, where you have some of the content is watched through videos that have already been made. And the other part of it is instruction and talking about the topics and figuring out how it applies to your situation and your processes. That's becoming much more popular. let some of the content be covered in the videos pre-recorded at their own pace, and then come together and talk about how we're going to use this, how does this fit into my work, and get questions answered. So I usually push for that kind of an option. It's a little less training on my end, and the time we're spending together is much more targeted to application. And then, do you want standard content or do you want to customize it? That's another question. Do you just want the standard protocol of what a typical green belt, typical lean, typical black belt, typical overview course looks like? Or do you want to say, I want these tools, this methodology. Can you use this format? We already have this concept. Can you apply that in there? Can you modify the slides? Any kind of customization, then happy to do that. There's always a little bit of customization, but how much of that is really the question. Next question, do you want it condensed or spread out? So do you want to do it an intensive all day long, all straight through? If we decide it's 3 days of training, do you want 3 straight days all day long? Or do you want to spread it out into 2 hour chunks or 4 hour chunks and spread that out over a couple weeks or a couple months? So we've done some sessions where it was half day over 6 months, one half day session every month. Other one was multiple sessions a week, but maybe at 4 hour increments, a Monday, Tuesday, Friday type of thing. So we go through about 12 hours over a week and then do that for multiple weeks. We don't want to spread out too far where people forget, but we also don't want to condense it too much where it's really disruptive to their work and they may have a hard time finding backups and there's a lot of pressure to get back to work real quick. Next question, do you want a certification to go with it? So do you want to have some kind of review or application to the training where they go and apply what they learn to a real life situation? I think that's very much preferred. If you just take the training and say, check, I learned a bunch of stuff, but I didn't learn how to apply it or use it directly to get some payback from the investment in the training, I think that's a missed opportunity. So I highly recommend doing some kind of certification with it. Even if we don't call it a certification, doing some kind of project to implement and use the tools from the training. The next one, do you want coaching support after the training? So do you want the training to be done and that's it? Or do you want to have some ongoing discussion, especially if there's an application? We want to build in some time to meet regularly with each person, make sure they're getting their questions answered, make sure they're staying on track. A lot of this is really accountability and project management, just holding people to what they said. You know, where are you at with this? Where are you stuck? You said that you were going to work on this next week. Where is that? Reminding them, hey, remember that project? How's it going? What can I do to help? And then when they get stuck on something, there to help them get unstuck. I recommend having some amount of time after the training for that. And then some other features that might come up. Are we going to use software program, especially if we get into Six Sigma? Is something like Minitab or Jump or Sigma XL or in the lean side, are we going to use EVSM or Visio? And so do we have licenses for that or can we get free trials? So that's a question. Do you want physical books printed and shipped to you or are we going to use digital files? Obviously, the cost for shipping and printing out books is much higher, so that has to be factored in. Some people really like the physical books. Others just want it digital. Do you want to record the sessions and have them available to review? I prefer to record them just so I can go back and review it. And sometimes people miss something and they want to re-listen to that section or they can't attend that session, so we have that to go back to. And then next, if we're doing it in person, does everyone have a laptop if we're going to use some kind of software? And they can download and have the software installed there. So we can make sure everyone is practicing using the software. Sometimes that's a challenge, that they don't have the right laptop or they don't have a laptop. They share a laptop with someone else. Are we going to be training on your site or are we going to be renting a space or going somewhere offsite? So that would be factored into your costs on the client side. Or if you're asking us to find a space, then that would be additional cost. Usually it's done on site at the facility, but there's a lot of distractions that can happen. Sometimes it's nice to go offsite somewhere so there's less distractions, less interruptions, less opportunity to be pulled into the work. And then let's talk about food. Are we going to do breakfast, lunch, and snacks? Is that going to be provided, or are we going to do half days where, they break right before lunch? Sometimes the lunches can be good to have it separate out and people can go back and get a break and kind of catch up on emails and stuff. Other times we'll just cater the food in so we don't let people leave so that they don't get distracted and pulled away. And then we can kind of keep rolling with it because sometimes people don't come back from their session. They get pulled away into something else. So those are some of the questions to think about. In a future podcast, probably the next one, I'll go through some examples of what that looks like, and I'll talk through a few case studies. But definitely, if you put together a training program with some coaching, with some expectation of doing a real life situation, it will pay for itself. The training will definitely save more money than you invest in the training. And so it's definitely a good investment, but you have to have the oversight and we have to plan to make sure that there's application so you can reap the benefits of the training. If you don't have that in place, then it could be just a waste of money if they say just to get the knowledge and say, well, I learned that stuff, but I don't know what to do with it. That to me is a waste of time and money. So I hope that was helpful. Again, I'll put a link to this article in the show notes. There's also going to be a link to a form if you do want to get a little bit of information and find out roughly what costs might be. The only other thing I didn't cover would be like individual people getting a training, and there's options for that too, so you could enter that into the form as well. What I'm talking about for this one is primarily we're going to have a class of people, probably three to up to maybe 20, maybe even more than that, but at least a group of people are interested in getting some training. Okay, that's all for today.
Lean Six Sigma Definition.com has a list of glossary items about popular process improvement terms, along with a history of Lean and Six Sigma methods, and key influencers like Dr. Edward Stemming, Henry Ford, Taichi Ono, Shigeo Shingo, and many more. You can also learn how to access affordable Lean and Six Sigma training and certification. Visit LeanSixSigmaDefinition.com.